I don't know.
How did we get on this? How long have we been talking about Joe Rogan? I'm in a fugue state. Oh, luckily not that long. Luckily not that long.
Not that long. Oh, but you were like just like talking about LA shit. Like something that has been bothering me a lot in LA, and I'm going to try to like describe it in a way that makes sense to the people listening outside of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Is like whenever the Emmys are coming up, there's always like these four-year consideration ads.
Oh yeah.
For like Emmy voters. But it really bothered me like this morning, just like I was walking down Sunset and this like bus came by with like a giant four-year consideration Trevor Noah ad, like Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and it's like him in the hoodie. It's like him in the hoodie for like the like quarantine episodes.
Oh,
he's just like in a hoodie at home, and so it's like, you know, he's not in the suit this time. He's in the hoodie. He's at home.
Yeah,
he's at home. You know, and it's just some like giant ad that's like for your consideration, Daily Show with Trevor Noah for the Emmy, you know, whatever variety talk series, whatever. But like, just like fucking imagine being like. Being somebody who is being forced to go to work, it's 6 months into the pandemic. You know, you have to like go to this fucking minimum wage job where you don't have health insurance. Your boss doesn't give a fuck about you. And then like, as you look at the bus, as you like get on the bus, there's like a fucking giant ad with like Trevor Noah begging to get an Emmy.
Yeah, in his pajamas.
Right. It's so fucking like violently tone deaf.
Yeah.
Where just like it sucks so bad. There's this other one that I saw last night, right?
Yeah.
It's a giant billboard. I don't know if I sent this to you or not. It's a giant billboard that says Hillary 2020, and it says like we're talking about the Emmys.
Oh yeah, I saw you sent me that one, and I immediately was like, "Should we go vandalize this?" And me and Brandon both said, "No, we actually shouldn't go vandalize this." I just want to go on record saying that we are not going to vandalize it. Yeah, there it is. You're showing me it.
Oh yeah, there it is. Hillary 2020, and then parentheses. We're talking about the Emmys.
Yeah, but if it gets vandalized,
that
was not
cute?
Us. Yeah, it's not. It's so fucking annoying.
You think that shit's cute, motherfucker? Huh? You think that shit's cute, bitch?
Oh, you're going to break my headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to break their headphones, too.
I know. You're going to break Zoom. Oh, no.
That's my new favorite thing.
I know. Well, dude, it's just, yeah, it's like it's sending me back to 2015, like I said.
Yeah.
It's taking me back.
Oh, it's a full-on 2016 reboot, but, like, fucking worse.
Yeah, where just shit just sucks. I mean, it sucks in
right.
a completely different way now. It's, like, sucking in a more innocent way. It's, like,
right.
a different type of suck. Now it, like, legitimately sucks. Now,
yeah,
right now, legitimately sucks fucking so bad, right? Like,
well, because it's beyond just, like, being, like, innocently tone-deaf.
Yeah.
I think like it's like
it's aggressively it's, bad. It's,
no, yeah, it's like hit this level where it is they know what they're doing and it is like fucking spiritually bankrupt. It's like weird psychological warfare.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the like, difference it, between it, like somebody just like robbing your house and somebody
right.
just like being over for Thanksgiving and being annoying the whole time. It's like,
well, it's the difference between somebody robbing your house and somebody breaking into your house and then just being like, yeah, I live here too now. Yeah, I also live here. I'm gonna post up here. I'm gonna eat your fucking fruit snacks.
Who is
you know?
That in this example? Is that Trevor Noah?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's no, it's not Trevor Noah, it's just sort of the elites, man.
Culture
as a whole.
Culture
as a whole. It's culture as a whole.
Where it's like, I mean, yeah, right now it's like the culture we've been living under now, you understand the source, and it's just people that are like believe different things than you. You understand, though, they connect with it, right? Like they connect right. with it. Like the Trump culture that we live under now, it's like, I understand why this connects with people 100%.
Yes.
Like, I don't like it. I fucking hate it. But I
right.
totally get why people are eating up this slop that are different than me.
Yes.
Where it's yeah. like the Hillary shit and like the soy face culture from 2015 that might be coming back. Right. I look at it. I'm like, wait, who likes this? Because like, I think this is for me, but it's I don't like this. I don't know anybody that likes this. Who is this yeah. for? Why is this being shoved in my fucking face? Like,
well, yeah, I mean,
why
it's,
is there
it's
a
the five
part Hulu documentary about Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, was the last thing we watched before the pandemic? Fucking
oh,
insane.
That was the last thing that we did before the pandemic.
Yeah. And then it's presented so with an air of like, oh, yes, obviously the thing you've all been waiting for, like
right.
The Daily Show winning an
well,
Emmy
yeah,
from the Zoom episodes for some reason. Like,
right. I don't like it's so strange to me. It's just I mean, it's the difference between like the mainstream right and the mainstream left is like at least the mainstream right is like pretending to like talk to the people.
Yeah.
At least they're pretending to like understand your problems. They're pretending like they're, you know, they're fucking shitheads. They're demons. But like the left, like the mainstream left isn't even fucking trying. And it's like pathetic and fucking disgusting, man.
Well,
and,
this is
you know,
you just can't fight
Russia
with the old
people
weapons.
On the left are as bad as QAnon people on the right.
Far yeah, just 100%. Worse. QAnon, like, I could see that being fun. The Russiagate stuff doesn't
you can
seem
see that
fun.
Being fun, is that what you said?
Yeah, QAnon seems fun. Like, if you have right. a rotten brain, like, which I don't even think it's rotten. I think there's, like, a mental health crisis right now. And people, like,
yeah.
are having trouble grasping reality. I am, you know? Like,
yeah.
every day I'm... everybody's going crazy. 100%.
Yeah, our brains are too fucking primitive. Our brains are too primitive for the acceleration.
No, you can't keep up. Every day, and I think the worst part is that we're all going crazy, and there's two things happening. People are pretending they aren't going crazy. Like, you'll occasionally...
Yes.
Like, I'll feel nuts, and then I'll see somebody on Instagram, like, explore page, posting from, like, a resort, like, riding a horse on the beach or some shit, just, like, being
oh, yeah.
normal. And it's
I
just
mean,
like, dude...
Yeah, COVID straight up does not exist on Instagram.
No, 100%. I mean,
it's a different fucking world.
I've heard an anecdote about a person, an Instagram model, catching COVID and hiding it completely online, but
yeah.
while having COVID, posting like reserve photos of like beach shots and stuff.
Oh,
when they're actually
nice.
Like fighting coronavirus. Like, this
right.
is happening.
They're, like...
This is happening.
Fucking, so, like, on a ventilator.
Yeah. So, you... Like, people and, are pretending yeah. it's normal, and that makes you feel insane, because you're like, wait, like, are we going through this or not? Like, It was
yeah.
one thing when everybody is locked off, but now it's just like, wait, like, what rules are we playing by? What's... I don't...
Right.
Like, I thought I was playing this game, and, like, everybody's using cheats. Like, should I
yeah.
be playing by the rules still? What's the deal? And then the other thing
right.
is, like... Like, things are so fucked right now, but at least it was, like, being discussed for a while. Like, they had the morning meetings, like, the emergency meetings
right.
with, like, Andrew Cuomo talking for 25 hours straight, you know, about nothing. I didn't like
right.
those, but at least a constant reminder that shit is not the way it's supposed to be right now. And things
yeah.
have kind of gone back... to normal in terms of reporting. Like, everybody's talking about the election and stuff, and the day-to-day lives of everybody hasn't changed. It still fucking sucks. Everything still fucking sucks. People aren't working.
Yeah.
At the start of every week, there's no way to just tell yourself, like, oh, maybe something new and exciting will happen to me this week. Like, no, it's just not
yeah.
gonna happen. It's like
right.
heavy mental weight. But the world is no longer giving you reminders that, like, this is temporary. It'll go back eventually. This is an abnormal
right.
time, right? So you start feeling like it's something wrong with you, you know?
Yeah, you start feeling like you are the outlier.
you are the only one feeling this, but you're not. Like, it, and right. I've recently, because I've, dude, I'm, I will have like, I'll occasionally get completely derailed during my day by just the weight of everything, you know?
Yeah.
But like, just kind of like no particular reason, just feeling out of my mind, right?
Yeah, justifiably so.
Just like a new feeling. I don't even have the words for it, because it's just like a new type of feeling of shit. And
just like dread?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. I don't even know. But
existential
like that's
dread, just
sort
of
beyond
like
the, besides
aimlessness.
The point, I have like, once I did like decide to ask some of my friends, like, hey, like, are you guys like feeling this bad too? And everybody said yes. I'm like, oh, okay. That actually made me feel a lot better, because there's like, it's compounded by the fact that you think you're the only one feeling that. Because like, it's been so long that everybody stopped talking about it. And it's, but nothing has changed. Nothing has changed at all. It's still exactly the same and only getting worse. But yeah, it's just like, well, it's crazy getting up every day and like, you know, nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, like that first week, first 2 weeks, it was like every post was like, guys, we're all in this together. Like, guys, like, don't, you know, alone together, hashtag alone together, you know, whatever. And then, you know, a 1 month passes and everybody's like, I'm hot again.
Yeah.